not just a luxury of circumstance. It's important to understand that following the build-up breakthrough flywheel model is not just a luxury of circumstance. People who say, "Hey, but we've got constraints that prevent us from taking this longer-term approach," should keep in mind that the good-to-great companies followed this model no matter how dire the short-term circumstances. Deregulation in the case of Wells Fargo, looming bankruptcy in the cases of Nucor and Circuit City, potential takeover threats in the cases of Gillette and Kroger, or million-dollar-a-day losses in the case of Fannie Mae. This also applies to managing the short-term pressures of Wall Street. I just don't agree with those who say you can't build an enduring great company because Wall Street won't let you, said David Maxwell of Fannie Mae. We communicated with analysts to educate them on what we were doing and where we were going. At first, a lot of people didn't buy into that. You just have to accept that. But once we got through the dark days, we responded by doing better every single year. After a few years, because of our actual results, we became a hot stock and never looked back. And a hot stock it was. During Maxwell's first 2 years, the stock lagged behind the market, but then it took off. From the end of 1984 to the year 2000, a dollar invested in Fannie Mae multiplied 64 times, beating the general market, including the wildly inflated NASDAQ of the late 1990s, by nearly 6 times. The good-to-great companies were subject to the same short-term pressures from Wall Street as the comparison companies. Yet unlike the comparison companies, they had the patience and discipline to follow the build-up breakthrough flywheel model despite these pressures. And in the end, they attained extraordinary results by Wall Street's own measure of success.